like to share with you a little story. This is a little conversation between a mother and a four-year-old daughter. Any one of you four-year-old? No. Michael is about four? Really? Okay. So about maybe about Michael's size. No, there he is. Very popular guy. I think he's born to be an actor, this guy. a good career path. Yeah. So here goes this conversation that was overheard between the mother and the four-year-old daughter. It begins with the daughter asking her mother this question. Mommy, will the Easter bunny bring me some jelly beans? And the mother said, but of course, honey, I'm sure he'll bring you jelly beans. But remember, Easter is not about bunny. It's about Jesus. To which the daughter came back, asking another question. But will the jelly beans be purple? And the mother said, yes, hon, I'm sure that there will be purple ones. But the important thing is to remember that Easter is not about the bunny, but that Jesus loves the world and you and me. And the child said, how many purple beans will the Easter bunny bring to me? And mommy said, I think the Easter bunny will bring you plenty. But do you know how much Jesus loves you? And then there was silence, there was a long pause. And then the daughter said, will the Easter bunny bring me Tootsie Rolls as well? You like that? You know what are Tootsie Rolls? Do you? Just another kind of candy. Alright? So you will now go to the church hall, we'll have a prayer together. And let's hold hands before you go, Michael. And together, in our congregation, together with you, let us say the prayer that Jesus left us. Our Father,
asking ourselves that question.
When have we seen the Lord? Where in our lives have we had this very strong sense of God's presence? When did that happen to us? Last Sunday we learned a verse as a congregation. And I'd like to repeat that verse together right now. You still remember that Sunday? By God's mighty power working within us, God is able to do infinitely more than we can ask for or imagine. Let's just do that slowly, like we were praying. By God's mighty power,
by God's mighty power,
working within us,
working within us,
God is able,
God is able,
to do far more,
to do far more,
than we can ask for, or imagine. The gospel of Easter, my dear friends, the story of resurrection, breathe life into these words. Easter is God's mighty power working within us. Easter is a story of God being able to do infinitely more. We do not explain resurrection. We proclaim it. We proclaim that there is a power at work within us that is stronger than death, is stronger than pain, stronger than despair. And here, as a congregation at Queen East, that power is called the goodness of God. That is why we say God is good all the time. When we trust that goodness all the time, regardless of what's happening, and we trust it with our whole life, when we love God with all our mind and heart and might, life continues to have a power that gives us to bear the burdens that come. And the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead tells us, and we hear it in so many words, I will raise you up. And that is why I ask that we preach this sermon together as a proclamation. And there are three places in this sermon where I will begin with just saying, because life, and you will say, is more powerful than death. This we believe. That's right. Because life
is more powerful than death. This we believe.
Resurrection was not a one-off event. The women and the disciples, they find an empty tomb early this morning. Mary recognizes Jesus as the man that she thought was the gardener, was his first teacher. Jesus shows up at the upper room this same night of Easter. Jesus walked with the disciples to Emmaus earlier in the afternoon. And he had breakfast with fishermen on the beach the other day. And over, followers from Galilee and Jerusalem begin to regroup. And a new movement that will become Christianity is starting to grow up among the people. What happened inside that borrowed tomb, we don't know about it. It seems to me that whoever was buried there had outgrown death and had broken out to share that gift with us as a gift of life to those who are ready to believe and are ready to receive it. And that maybe the message of Easter is that there really is much more to life than what we can see or what we can ask for or what we can imagine. Because life is more powerful than death, and this we believe. So we are reminded that death, that despair, that darkness, that all of us experience at one time or another as we go through life, that's not all there is. Death does not have the last word. The promise of our scriptures, the promise of our Christian tradition, is that there will come a time when death shall be no more. And if anything, a message of resurrection on Easter, one of the greatest holidays of the Western Church, is that we recognize this power that is within us, because life
is more powerful.
that Good Friday, I saw this for myself in this church. Jack was the first one for us. He was standing here, Brian, you know. Does Jack live close to you? Yes. He came early to church. And I asked him if it was okay to invite him to lead us in one of the stations. And he said, sure. But when he said that, I could smell the alcohol in his breath. And I knew that Jack had been drinking. I walked into the feast. We rehearsed the lines together as he was going to read. I asked him to ramp up the volume a little bit, I was at the back of the church. And then the moment came for the stand station, and Jack came up here, right here where I'm standing. And he led his congregation in prayer and reflection. And when that was done, Jack wisely went back to his seat. That experience, that whole experience, was probably no more than 5 minutes. But later, I was to hear from Jack how much that meant to him. That he was invited up here at Queen Anne's and he was given an opportunity to lead. The back story is that when Jack first introduced himself to us here at Queen Anne's, he actually shocked his congregation because one of his first lines was, I was trained to kill people. Because Jack had been a soldier in combat and experienced great remorse for that time of his life. And that alcohol and that medication is just there simply to take the edge off it. And that struggle continues to this day, and every time he comes to this church, he cries to God for deliverance and for the grace to heal. This, my friend, is resurrection. Because life after him, sitting on this side where Michael sits, was Andrew Faye. Andrew is a Pakistani. He's also known to us because he's the managing editor of the Presbyterian Record. And he joined us here for the stations last Friday. And at 2 p.m. that same day, after the service, Eva and I met him again at Trinity Church near Eaton for another service called 30 Pieces of Silver. And he whispered to me as we sat on the pew that he almost felt like he didn't need another service that day because of some very moving moments during the stations at Queen's. About 2 nights before that, Andrew wrote a rant on Facebook about death. And here is what he said, minus the swear words. But if you will allow me, I'm going to use the word Daniel. Although he used something more obscene than that. Andrew said, Daniel answered, you indiscriminate fog of death, you have taken 3 of my friends too soon over the past 4 years. 2 of them since the fall. Remorselessly defeated, I continue to mourn my 2 brothers. And something, Daniel signed. You pretend to know so much. You think you have the answers to the big questions, but you know nothing about what's important. We may be dust, we may be spirit. You do not know. And you don't know why our bodies ache to see a friend smile just one more time. You know nothing of love and damn your religion because you back yourself into a corner defending your existence, quibbling over definitions, and you have become blind to love and community and laughter and song. But you flood us with club membership that you have already done. And it's interesting that as Andrew was working with his grief, as Andrew again stood up on this podium, that rant had become a prayer that leads to the death of Jesus on the cross. This, my friends, is the story of Easter, because life is also to say that whatever it is that we're working through right now, whatever it was that Jack or Andrew or somebody else was working, that God's light will continue to protect us and will continue to heal us all. And in the face of Easter, in the face of wonder, in the face of mystery, there really is more than just explanation or certainty that is needed. What is needed is what the text calls faith, the evidence of things that are unseen. To say that Jesus is alive is to say that we are alive, because we are the body of the risen Christ. And there is, in all of us, that same longing that Mary had to be held, to be restored, to be raised, to be reassured that whatever we do matters. The burden of life which we all share will one day be lifted, just like the stone was rolled. In the place where we live, in Cambridge, we are close to Cambridge Memorial Hospital. And I don't know what it was like in Toronto, but yesterday was a beautiful, sunny spring day in Cambridge, yes. Now and again I drive through that hospital, and I see patients come out with their wheelchairs. And as they come out, they're carrying their IV bottles, and they're carrying their oxygen tanks. And now and again you would see somebody just look up at the sky, close their eyes, and just face a mountain. Like they were savoring, like they were grateful they were alive. And in that same hospital this week, a single young woman had her firstborn come way too early. And both her life and the life of her little one had become precariously fragile. She too has been on this journey, on this station, this journey from darkness to light. And I don't mean to tell her that God is good all the time, because she knows it. And she feels it. And that, my friends, is the story of Easter. Because life the God of life that we worship is more powerful than death, and this we believe. We hold that it is true. That by the power of God at work within us, this God can do infinitely more than we can ask for or imagine. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Oh, Holy God, thank you for Easter. Thank you for gathering us today as families, for renewing our love for each other, for proclaiming to each other that whatever happens, life will always be stronger, love will always be stronger, family will always be stronger. We pray for all of us who are gathered here, for those on the road, for those people who are caught in conflict, in war, for those people in grief, the families and the children who are still being sought for and looked for in South Korea, for the families of the people in that stabbing in Calgary, we ask you, O God, you who are God of life, to let all of us today, even for a short moment, see the Lord present among us and declare that God is good, that life is good, and that death is more powerful, that life is more powerful, always more powerful than death. In this we believe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us say hymn 210, Man of Sorrows. Jesus, we proclaim this. In the name of the risen one, we say, Amen.